different questions about history when we center women's stories. So the contents of women's stories, we can think about the kinds of questions that we could be asking of the women in our own lives. How do women demonstrate resilience in oppressive situations, whether it's discrimination, violence, poverty, having to leave a war-torn country, that should not be a capital W. Some human experiences, but sometimes they don't get told from women's point of view. And some experiences that, like sexual violence, that are more likely to happen to women. So what roles have women played in families? This is something I talk about a lot in the History of Motherhood class I teach, where we talk about the often invisible labor of managing everybody's schedules and like everybody's doctor's appointments and going to the parent-teacher conferences. And as also mentioned in the introduction, being a maintainer of culture and language, being an advocate for children. It's not that fathers don't do this as well, but it's more socialized towards women doing this work. And those are things I like to always kind of make visible because it's actual work that sustains families and communities and is often invisible. So how have women told stories beyond that? Also through art, literature, theater, and then also within families and communities. I think, the question of how women broke into various fields is an important question that we'll always, I think, be considering. How have women organized for change? And then what parts of women's stories tend to be silenced? So maybe we hear some parts of stories, but we don't hear other stories. What kinds of stories are women taught to feel shame about, for example, or just are taught to feel that they're not important? And what impacts have women made on history? Those are some of the kinds of questions that over the many years of teaching this field, I have engaged students in, and I think that I like to engage everybody in because, again, stories matter, women's stories matter. And so what are some of the ways that women's stories, with the power in them? Back to that theme of the power of women's stories. So sometimes stories come out of hard experiences and can make changes. They can raise awareness. So just, I have a number of examples in there. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, 9 to 5. It's an old movie now. It still makes me laugh. Amazingly, those women are still doing all kinds of cool things. But that was based on real women's workplace stories. And as it happens, those stories were actually of Wisconsin workers in the insurance industry. Jane Fonda came to Wisconsin and heard a whole bunch of those stories, and obviously it got made into, a little bit far-fetched Hollywood comedy, but it was based on real stories about having ideas appropriated, about sexual harassment, about not getting promoted, and this film raised awareness because of those stories.